Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 485. Happy September, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day long weekend, if you're living in the States and listening to us. Wow, who can believe it? Fall around the corner. And we're still having gorgeous weather here in Chicago. And what a beautiful way to kick off September, right? Rains. Hurricane Isaac brought much needed rain to central Illinois, Indiana, the Midwest, of course. Love and prayers, and hopefully a little bit of drying out to all of our southern cities who listen. Miss Cleo sent me a text after we recorded the last show and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know we're all safe. We lost electricity, but we're good." And it obviously rang through Florida and impacted the RNC. We talked a bit about that with Cleo. And did you watch Clint Eastwood, the big story? Clint Eastwood and the empty chair, along with Paul's speech, Romney's speech, Marco Rubio, Condoleezza Rice. Was there anything really memorable, anything really said that sticks out? Besides just all the snafus and really lack of it striking any chord or memory for me. My opinion, that's all I got to say. And now we launch forward to the Democrats' turn, the Democratic National Convention. And we'll see what is going to be the rebuttal and the defense against any change now at this point in what I know Obama hopes will be an 8-year term. And His plea, I guess you would say, or his charge to let him continue what he has been doing for the past 4 years. I mean, Obama has been a president. Could we call him the gay president? Of course, there have been articles. Is he the first gay president? Meaning not that he's gay, but that he has spoken out so much on gay rights and gay issues. He has declared that he believes in same-sex marriage, so much so now that there's a platform. We are a platform item. We were a platform item at the Republican National Convention. He has passed the hate crimes legislation. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and gay and lesbians are serving openly in the military. And yet the core issues I think this country now looks toward and has always looked toward are the issues that are the same, no matter if you're gay or straight: employment and the economy and healthcare being the big issues that I think we will hear a lot about at the Democratic National Convention. I just didn't hear a lot of really practical things said at the Republican National Convention. It just seemed like a lot of social conservatism to me. And a lot of anti-Obamaism. And, you know, I would think if I was a registered Republican, I would kind of know, well, what is your plan? What are you going to do? And I hope that as Democrats head toward their convention, that they will hold the people speaking and the president to hold his feet to the fire and say, what are you going to do for us if we reelect you? So, it is the political climate and temperature rises, and we are on this train now, folks, until for the next few months. And we'll be talking about it here on the Queercast. Today, though, it's going to be a lot lighter and fluffier, perhaps as quirky as Clint Eastwood, but definitely with a lot more finesse and a smidge more sanity. That's right. Judy Tenuta is on the show today. She is a good friend of the LGBT community. She has, I have talked with Judy on Les by Gay Radio and Windy City Radio, and now she's on the Windy City Queercast with Jerry Nunn speaking with her, because she's going to be appearing this week at the Laugh Factory, which, for those of you in Chicago, you know, that's the old Lakeshore Theater, which used to be the old movie theater that was converted into a theater. At Broadway and Belmont, just south of Belmont on Broadway, is now the Laugh Factory, bringing us comedy to the city, comedy to Boys Town, and Judy Tenuta there. One of her performances this Thursday, September 6th, is all going to be donated proceeds to Pride Plays and Films. So Jerry Nunn speaking with Judy Tenuta. You never know what's going to come out of her wacky mouth. I'm pretty excited about it. I always think of accordions when I think of Judy Tenuta and pigs. So it's going to be very fun, pigs. Hope y'all are ready for it. Also, what's going on in the GLBT news, and theater is just starting to kick up. Over the next few weeks, you're going to hear about a lot of new big shows opening across the Chicagoland theater community. It's September. Back to school. Let's get back to it.
Vancouver is home to Western Canada's largest LGBT population, and now you can enter for your chance to win the Lights, Camera, Attraction prize package to Vancouver, British Columbia. A safe and welcoming destination for diehard shoppers, avid outdoor thrill seekers, nightlife aficionados, and dedicated food lovers, Vancouver is a world-class city offering something for everyone. From sports pubs to drag shows, leather bars to dance clubs, lounges and restaurants, Vancouver's got it all. Plus, Vancouver Pride celebrations and the Vancouver Queer Film Festival in July and August, and Whistler's Winter Pride in February. Tourism Vancouver is pleased to offer you and a guest the chance to win a trip to Vancouver in 2013. For a chance to win the Lights, Camera, Attraction sweepstakes, visit tourismvancouver.com/lights by November 30th, 2012 to enter. That's tourismvancouver.com/lights.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News.
Chicago's 46th Ward alderman is safe after being chased by a woman with a knife. James Kappelman, one of the city's two openly gay aldermen, said a woman chased him after he called police on her for public drinking twice on August 24th. The woman, who goes by both Charmaine Boone and Shermaine Miles, has 448 arrests.
The FDA has approved Stribild, a new once-a-day HIV treatment from Gilead Sciences that contains four different drugs in one pill. However, AIDS activists are criticizing the price Gilead plans to charge for the drug, about $28,500 annually. The advocates say that the price puts additional pressure on public health programs.
Methodist minister Bishop Melvin Talbert may face censure for stating his support of same-sex marriage. Talbert, who is officially retired, announced his stance at the General Conference of the United Methodist Church in Tampa, Florida in May. Since then, Talbert has become the subject of a letter to the Council of Bishops that says that his position violates the Book of Discipline.
A University of Michigan study has shown that the phrase, "that's so gay," could have major consequences for LGBT students. Analyzing 114 LGBT students between 18 and 25, the data shows that those who heard the phrase frequently were more likely to feel isolated and experience headaches, poor appetite, or eating problems than those who didn't. Another result, only 14 participants, or 13%, didn't hear the phrase through the year-long duration of the survey.
The California Assembly voted 52 to 21 to pass a bill that would protect LGBT youth from treatments by mental health practitioners who say they can change sexual orientation or gender expression. State Senator Ted Lieu authored Senate Bill 1172 to bar so-called conversion or reparative therapy.
Gay couple Christopher Bridgman and Martin Borger are suing an airline after staffers played a prank involving a dildo on them. Airport staff allegedly removed a dildo from their luggage, smeared bad-smelling lubricant on it, and taped it to the top of their checked bags before placing it back on the baggage carousel. Bridgman and Borger are reportedly seeking punitive damages from United Continental Holdings and Continental Airlines.
Former Arizona state legislator Kyrsten Sinema took a step closer to being the first out bisexual in Congress after winning the Democratic primary. Sinema defeated the former Arizona Democratic Party chairman and the state Senate minority leader.
Billionaire businessman David Koch, who is spending millions to reelect Republican candidates, made a surprising statement recently. He supports marriage equality, which is in conflict with the official GOP platform. In 1980, Koch was the vice presidential candidate of the Libertarian Party.
The California State Assembly has adopted a resolution requesting that the U.S. Postal Service honor the late gay rights leader Harvey Milk with a postage stamp. H.R. 41 recognizes Milk's accomplishments as a leader of the LGBT community and urges the Postal Service to create a Milk stamp.
In Georgia, a jury took less than 2 hours to find Stephen Douglas Lemery guilty of trafficking teenagers as prostitutes, serving a mostly gay clientele. He was convicted on 5 counts of human trafficking, 3 counts of aggravated child molestation, enticing a child for indecent purposes, and pandering by compulsion. Lemery, 38, had served 25 to 50 years for trafficking and 25 to life on the molestation charge.
Jordan Addison, a college student in Virginia who was reportedly bullied because he's gay, got a free car makeover from his local repair shop. Addison's car was vandalized 4 times between March and May, mostly at Radford University, with anti-gay slurs keyed into the side of it. Quality Auto Paint and Body in Roanoke spent more than 100 hours working on his car for free, installing new tires, new paint job, tinted windows, a new security system, and a stereo.
In world news, French Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said at the annual meeting of the Socialist Party that the country's government will introduce a marriage equality bill to Parliament in October, which would also allow same-sex couples to form families and adopt children. France has offered marriage-like civil partnerships since the late 1990s, but those do not bestow adoption rights.
The Canadian Medical Association has its first openly gay president in Anna Reed, MD. Reed works in Yellowknife as an emergency room physician, and she will lead the organization of 76,000 members for a year.
In South Africa, the Equality Court has fined a venue and ordered it to allow gays and lesbians on its premise after it refused to let a lesbian couple celebrate their union there. The couple had complained that they were not allowed to publicly celebrate their civil union at Chamonix in Alberton last year.
In Tasmania, a measure to legalize same-sex marriage passed the first chamber of parliament. The lower house passed the bill 13 to 11.
And in entertainment news, Rosie O'Donnell secretly exchanged vows with fiancé Michelle Rounds in New York on June 9th. The couple was supposed to wed in August. However, they altered plans before Rounds began her first round of surgery. She had been diagnosed with tumors. Now they are both in recovery, as O'Donnell recently had a heart attack. Also, Rosie O'Donnell had Rounds sign a prenup agreement that stated she gets nothing if she cheats on O'Donnell. However, O'Donnell was reportedly very generous to Rounds in the agreement. O'Donnell's estate is allegedly worth $100 million.
The San Francisco 49ers have become the first NFL team to join the It Gets Better project. Fan Sean Chapin rallied more than 16,000 people to sign his petition on change.org, encouraging the 49ers to make a video. In the video, 49ers safety Dante Whitner says that each day brings unique challenges to LGBT youth, but that resources are available to help teens dealing with bullying or harassment.
Madonna's recent single, Turn Up the Radio, became the singer's 43rd number one hit on the Billboard Dance and Club Play Songs chart. Janet Jackson is a distant number two with 19 number one hits on the same chart. Madonna's first number one hits were Holiday and Lucky Star in 1983.
The upcoming NBC sitcom The New Normal, which centers on a gay couple trying to have a baby, is already causing controversy as Salt Lake City TV station KSL won't air it. The show is scheduled to premiere September 11th.
Out singer Frank Ocean will be the musical guest for Saturday Night Live's 38th season premiere on September 15th. Rapper Snoop Dogg, who actually goes by Snoop Lion nowadays, said the music world is ready for an openly gay hip-hop artist. Rapper Ice-T has said that hip-hop's growing pop landscape might be more welcoming for gay artists as opposed to the more hardcore gangster rap.
Modern Family creator Stephen Levitin has reacted to potential First Lady Ann Romney, saying that his show's her favorite. Levitin tweeted, "Thrilled Ann Romney says Mod Fam is her favorite show. We'll offer her the role of officiant at Mitch and Kim's wedding as soon as it's legal."
The world premiere of the Lifetime original movie event, Steel Magnolias, will take place Sunday, October 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. The all-black version of the feature film will star Queen Latifah, Felicia Rashad, Jill Scott, and Alfre Woodard.
Robin Roberts bade a temporary goodbye to Good Morning America. Roberts will begin medical leave for a bone marrow transplant, but left a day early to visit her ailing mother in Mississippi. Unfortunately, her mother died August 30th at the age of 88. Among those filling in for Roberts are Oprah Winfrey and Chris Rock.
The conservative group 1 Million Moms, which had previously attacked Ellen DeGeneres, Archie Comics, and Skittles, has now set its sight on Jennifer Lopez's new lesbian-themed series, Meet the Fosters, and the ABC Family Network. ABC Family is known for shows without characters. Those series include Pretty Little Liars and Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Backstreet Boys will embark on a global tour again and will receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The group has sold more than 130 million albums worldwide.
And Rufus Wainwright married his partner of 5 years, theater producer Jorn Weisbrot, in a New York ceremony that transgender artist Justin Vivian Bond officiated. The event was held at the eastern end of Long Island, and some of the attendees included Julianne Moore, Carrie Fisher, Mark Ronson, Yoko Ono, and Sean Lennon. The couple, engaged for 2 years, have an 18-month-old daughter whom they are co-parenting with Leonard Cohen's daughter, Lorca. And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Let's go to the movies anyway and see.
I'm Richard Knight Jr., and here's your Night at the Movies Minute. A cursory look at background information on the folks at Laika Studios, the Portland-based animation company behind 2009's Coraline, and their new stop-motion animated film, Paranorman, reveals that this is a place where being different, strange, unusual, geeky, weird, and most definitely a person with a unique viewpoint is something to be lauded, not feared. Which would also seem to suggest that both Laika and these two spunky, goth-flavored movies they've created are coded celebrations of gay pride. Certainly, the travails the 13-year-old underdog hero Paranorman experiences because of his differences from others will be very familiar turf for anyone who grew up gay, closeted or not. Quiet and bookish, Natch, Norman, voiced by Cody Smith McPhee, has a further cross to bear. He can not only see dead people, including his grandmother, voiced by Elaine Stritch, but they can see him, and they can talk to each other, too. It drives his sister, mom, and especially his embarrassed dad, Batty. "I didn't ask to be born this way," he pleads with his father, who retorts, "Neither did we." Norman and his family live in Blythe Hollow, a small town that, not unlike Salem, Massachusetts, is renowned for its association with witchcraft. But soon, one of the recently deceased, Norman's crackpot uncle, warns them that the town's most famous witch is about to return after a 300-year absence, and so are a batch of zombies rising from the dead at her behest. Can Norman, aided by his perky, corpulent best friend and the school's resident egghead, prevent a zombie apocalypse before it's too late? That's the premise of his darkly charming, at times forlorn, at times snarky little movie, think Corpse Bride, Night Before Christmas, and of course Coraline, that both kids and their wives and parents will love, though not as emotionally rich or as startling in its originality as Coraline, not to mention that a lot of the plot elements are directly lifted from Bette Midler's 1993 Halloween children's film, Hocus Pocus. Paranorman is nevertheless a smartly entertaining visual delight. And there's a fun gay twist, watch for it, at the end, which certainly bodes well for the next stop animated release from Laika Studios. Here's my vote for an openly gay leading character next time out. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Hey, this is Jennifer Hudson, and you're listening to the Windy City Clearcast.
Don't miss the most ambitious and spectacular burlesque show ever to hit Chicago. Superstars of Burlesque. A cast of over 25 performers grace the stage at Chicago's historic Music Box Theater on Friday, September 21st. Enjoy a night of glitz, glamour, and nearly nude debauchery in this one-night-only event created by Michelle L'Amour. Tickets are $25. VIP admission is $50 and includes two drink tickets and priority seating. And buying two VIP tickets gets you a bottle of champagne to share. Superstars of Burlesque is one night only, Friday, September 21st at the Music Box Theater in Chicago. For tickets and a sneaky peek, visit superstarsofburlesque.com.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of September 3rd, 2012, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. The Auditorium Theater presents Michael Feinstein and Jeff Lindberg's Chicago Jazz Orchestra, performing classics from the Great American Songbook on September 29th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets to Michael Feinstein, call 1-800-982-ARTS or visit Ticketmaster.com. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
The stars align, the amber waves on far behind. You make me twist in harmony. You rock me in your velvet sea. It's our illusion off the map. It's so emotive off the map. Now I'm alive and undefeated. Sleep is over.
Well, folks, the outrageous and quirky comedian and friend of the LGBT community, Judy Tenuta, is going to be in Chicago this week at the Laugh Factory Chicago. And hey, if you're listening to this podcast before Thursday, September the 6th, that night, every dollar of the full $20 of a ticket that it costs to see Judy is going to Pride Films and Plays. That's right, folks. She is that much of a friend and ally of the LGBT community. She is a Grammy-nominated performer, and she is releasing a new book, Judy Tenuta, Full Frontal Tenudity. And she is also appearing in several movies. And our very own entertainment writer and correspondent, Jerry Nunn, is going to sit down and talk with this Illinois gal about coming home.
Hey, Judy, how are you? This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerry, with a J, like Judy.
Oh, Jerry, I'm sorry. You know, my phone has a muffler on it.
Oh, no.
Yes! Now, you're calling from? Give me all your stats.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago.
Hey! My hometown!
And it's from Windy City Times, which is the LGBT.
We love that place.
Yeah.
I'm Windy City Times. They've done several things on me over the years.
Yeah, of course.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're from Oak Park originally.
Oak Park will beat New Trier. Oh, yes. Oak Park. Oh, my God. Everybody on my block. We were the smallest family. We had my parents. We had nine children.
Uh-huh.
But then we lived across from the... were they the Bennetts? I can't remember because we moved from. Yeah, there were a dozen in their family, a dozen Catholics.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the whole block, Irish Catholic. Next to us were the Newtons. They also had 11.
No birth control in this neighborhood.
I called them the Fig Newtons, and they were great singers. because they would always sing over their window, and we would do, put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down. We kind of got in trouble with the neighborhood because we were singing these songs from our windows at 8 o'clock at night. And, you know,
yeah.
You know, the Catholics are like, oh, you need to just do that in the morning after you go to Mass.
Now, in your family, were you the youngest or oldest? Or
middle? Of course I'm the youngest now.
Mm.
Yes.
So you were the Cindy Brady.
No. Pardon?
You were like the Cindy Brady of the Tanuta Bunch.
I'm the petite flower of the, yeah, I have a lot of jock brothers.
Uh-huh.
They all love, that's how I learned, you know, that you have to love the Cubs and the Bears and the Bulls and the Hawks. And why not? Of course. Mm-hmm. My favorite were, of course, I'm sorry, but I love the winners. I love the Bulls.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me.
No, I'm not a sports gay, so don't worry.
You're not a sports gay. It was just exciting when they won in the 90s. I came back. I was I just done another special. Mm-hmm. I'm out on Lincoln Avenue, and I didn't know really what was going on because I was like you. I don't know about sports.
Right.
And people started lifting me up in the air. There was a whole time, the Bulls just won the championship. I go, okay, whatever. And they're rolling me up like I was in Cirque du Soleil, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
It was really fun.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So when did you move out to L.A.? When did that happen?
Oh, yes. Well, I had, from Chicago, then I moved to New York where I got, you know, I was working Caroline's, and then I got my HBO specials, mm-hmm. and then I got the Diet Dr. Pepper commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, well, you know, I need to be on TV more, and at that time, now you could be almost anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, you moved out to L.A.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And of course, you know, then I realized, duh, I don't have a scandal. I need to be in the Betty Ford Clinic. I need to be in, you know, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I need to be in a sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Because you don't get it. No, seriously, honey. What are they doing now? They're only putting those kinds of people on shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Did you ever try to do a reality show?
They won't let me because I'm not an alcoholic. No. I'm not 700 pounds going on The Biggest Loser. I'm not drunk driving with, you know, Lindsay Blowhands.
Right.
You know, but that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
So I'm not saying that I was sexually abused,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, I just remembered. I think I was sexually abused. Yeah, okay, Roseanne. I have to retract it. I think I was thinking I was someone else. I don't know. Whatever.
Did you watch her roast? Did you watch Roseanne's roast?
Oh, please.
It just came on.
No, Gilbert Godfrey was hilarious. I only saw... No, I was busy. Are you kidding? I was watching the Olympics. But I like... Gilbert Godfrey was really funny.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Rosella! She believes all her bridges burning behind her. So.
Yeah, he was really funny. He's good. He's still good all these years. Now, let's see. I was looking at your book, Full Frontal Tenudity. Is that how you say it?
Yes! Hello!
And so you got some stuff in there. You got dating tips in there.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, I call it... Well, you know, there's really three separate books. The first part is, you know, because living in Hollywood, but you learn this being anywhere in show business or really anywhere where you're in a professional kind of situation, people are full of crap, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they never say things that they mean.
Right.
So they're always saying, oh, yes, we'll have to do lunch, which means good luck getting a hold of me. You know, oh, I am, my divorce is almost final, which means I'm married and broke.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I love your work means I just saw your sex tape.
No.
Oh, yeah, you know, just
right.
I just put it all out there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, and I did, and I made myself a part of everything because, hello, mm-hmm. I have to do a tribute to the goddess.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not on TV as much, so I thought, oh, well, great. If you just thumb through this, it looks sort of like a mini musical. It looks like a mini video, you know, if you go really life. Yeah, and you can be illiterate and love this book because it's also a kind of a coffee table book, really.
Yeah, lots of
And you just look at the photos are great, aren't they? I'm not bragging, but the photos and the drawings.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have another section, sassy stuff. See, I was told by my brothers that I eat like a stoner. I was always, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm smoking the ganja, but not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
But I have to be able to complete sentences. So people are always asking me, well, so are you always high? Or no, because I have to be coherent.
Right. Well, sure.
You know, I can't just stare at the lights and go, oh, those are so cool, man. No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So, no, but I would, we were at a Mexican restaurant in Chicago. Oh, God, it was great. I can't remember the name of it, but it was in the meatpacking district. Oh, my God, it was so great. What was it? Anyway, so we'll go there, and they had this special dessert, and it was so awesome, but it was so sweet. It was sort of like, I want to say, could it have been fried ice cream with chocolate sauce? I mean, it was amazing.
Was it Uncle Julio's Hacienda?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Yeah, and, it's to work
and,
there.
So listen, so then it was so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there, and I take my, you know, because I love the chips, especially the thinner the better, the tortilla chip.
Yeah.
I like them to be thin.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm dipping it in the ice cream, and they go, what the hell are you doing? And they go, Judy, you eat like a stoner. I go, well, taste it. Isn't it good? And they were all doing it. So I have those kind of snacks, sassy stoner snacks for love slaves. And then I have, of course, love advice. Instead of just calling it boring love advice, it's, you know, 40 ways to breed a love slave.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've got different, you know, like things like, you know, never surrender your bod on the first date unless he's Hugh Jackman or Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
I say never sleep with a guy on the first date unless he's Hugh Jackman or Ryan Reynolds. A man must be teased into pursuing you. No matter, and this goes for gay men too, honey. Although I know my gay men, they love to put out on the first date. Don't lie to me. They always do.
Yeah.
But as far as but you know what I love about the gay community? They seem to stay friends after the breakup. The straights, I don't know if this is from being gay or straight or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's because I had guys that they just, I don't know, you couldn't be friends with someone that betrayed you, you
right.
know?
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of hard,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, but they can always be part of my act, that's great, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Can't make fun of the pigs.
Sure.
But a man must be teased into pursuing you no matter how horny you are for him. Do not submit or you will just be a notch on his belt.
Right.
My friend Trina was always bringing guys over to her place for an after dinner drink, which turned into a makeout session on her Chase lounge. Ladies, flesh bombs. You must never do the chasing. The pig must chase you. So that's my, you know, just little fun advice, clever advice like that with great pictures.
Yeah. No, and I like the part you mentioned man's country. From my house. That's
you, thank you, and thank you. That whole story of how my parents, they were so sweet. They were so supportive. You know, at first when I got into comedy, they were like, no, you need to be a teacher. You need to blah, blah. Because, you know, they think you have to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought, well, I got to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
I could always, you know, make $30,000 having kids beat me up later in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do this now while you still have the desire and you're young and you're too young to have common sense about, oh, my God, I'm driving 40 miles in Chicago blizzards to get 10 minutes or 15 minutes on stage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, but Man's Country, oh, it was so much fun, yeah, doing Man's Country. And actually, I did the Mr. Leather back in, the last one I did was, I think, in 98.
Okay.
They had, you know how they have Mr. Leather Celebration?
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God. And they always have it right around Memorial Day, which is perfect. It's the first holiday of, you know, that's why I love Memorial Day. Day. They always have Memorial Weekend, you know?
I know. It's crazy. People from all over the world.
Oh, my God. And every single guy in leather was either a lawyer or they're like, yeah, I'm a lawyer. You want me to? And he's got on his chaps. I go, well, excuse me. I don't know if you could wear that in court, but hey, cool.
I got to meet you at the Sister Mary opening. So I was there. I was the guy that talked to you out right outside.
Oh.
So that was me.
Oh.
Yeah. So was that? That's probably the last time you've been there.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
I had a great part in that.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the new movie looks good too. The Going Down in L.A.
Oh my God, Going Down in La La Land. I really love that because. I got to play a real hardcore bitch. It was like a Cruella de Vil.
Perfect. That's fun.
Yeah. Well, except, you know, I didn't have the black and white hair, but...
Mm-hmm. Right, but you had the attitude. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. Uh-huh. Casper Andreas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
We filmed that... I think we filmed that about almost 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, my shoot was all day long.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was great.
Yeah, you're busy.
And, yeah, so that was a great one. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then
This
Gibsonburg?
You know, I get the parts that Meryl Streep turns down.
Right.
So I'm right up there. These are all honorary parts. I mean, come on. Can't do better than a Meryl Streep turn down, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a movie yet. I have to see that.
Boring. But they can't all be gold.
Right. So, and this Gibsonburg is a true story? It's based on a true story?
Yes. Yeah. Apparently, this really happened. I play the mom.
Uh-huh.
A very overly zealous. It's sort of like Dance Moms or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Except, I'm sorry, I'm eating I'm having one of my stoner snacks.
Go right ahead.
I have a bagel with, a whole wheat bagel with, I can't believe it's not butter, and I'm dipping it in guacamole. It's good.
Oh my gosh, I love guacamole.
Oh, I love guacamole. Don't you?
Yes, we need to go to like a Mexican restaurant while you're in town.
I would love that. Now, they're going to get mad at me though, because they want me to go, of course, to Gino's.
Oh, okay.
Or Uno's, or one of the big Italians.
The pizza place, yeah, have pizza.
Pizza, you know, but I gotta say, Chicago has the best pizza.
We do.
I love it. Uno's, Giordano's, all of it. I love it.
Yeah.
But I love the Mexican food, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, wait, what subject? you were saying...
You're coming to the Laugh Factory for the whole weekend.
Yes, I'm very excited. It'll be I have so much history with that theater.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget when it was a movie theater.
Yeah.
And I was scared out of my mind. I saw Taxi Driver there my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know what to expect because, you know, we were young and we go in there and I'm like, oh my God, this is so, but you know, we had to see, you know, Jodie Foster and, you know, Robert De Niro is so great, but it's so, you know, bloody. And I was like, I can't watch.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But I'll never forget seeing that there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
they made it into a comedy venue.
Yes, they made it into a comedy. It was the Chicago theater. Did they call it?
It was like the Lakeside Theater,
uh-huh,
or something like that. Yeah, something like that. And I saw people like Sandra Bernhard and Janine Garofalo there, but it was kind of run down, and they've redone it now. So.
Yeah. So how does it look? Have you seen it?
I haven't been inside, but the outside looks great.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so it's all revamped and everything. And they're getting good acts and they're like you, so it's going to be fun.
I hurt my knee though, so I'm going to be walking around. Well, by then, hopefully, I can not be a pirate limping around.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what. Yeah, I tore my meniscus here.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know it's bad. And I don't even play basketball. What the
Who knows? My gosh, are you going to have a crutch?
Well, I hope not. No. No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sort of, you know, I just have to be, it's the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just, any little thing can set it off if you turn the wrong way and, you know.
Yeah.
I can't jump around like I normally do, but I, you know, maybe by then I'll be able to do a little bit. And then when I get back, I have to do the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to, because I can't let this still, have it act up like that, you know?
Yeah.
We hate this crap!
I know, it's no fun.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to bring your accordion, of course.
Oh, yes! Everybody always wants to kiss the accordion, so there will be privileged few who maybe come up and get to kiss the accordion.
Oh, fun. Okay. I'll spread the word about that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, great. Well, I will meet you up after the show.
Oh, that'll be great, right?
Hi. We need to get some margaritas or something, so we'll figure something out.
That'll be awesome.
All right. Well, get well with your leg, and great talking to you, and I will see you in town soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Well, everybody, do not miss Judy Tenuta at the Laugh Factory, which is 3175 North Broadway, right there in the heart of Boys Town at Broadway and Belmont. Her performances are all this week from September 6th through the 9th, all weekend, Thursday through Friday at 8 o'clock. There's a 2-drink minimum, but if you do attend the show on Thursday the 6th, all of the proceeds go to the Pride Films and Plays company. If you want tickets and information, go to laughfactory.com or just, call the box office, show up there. Hopefully there'll still be tickets left. But Judy Tenuta, great friend of the community. Have a good week, everyone. It's September.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.